Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
ghost ships.
Yeah, we've got some more ghost ship stories. I think there are about 8 of them altogether. So we've done 3 lots, so they're not too long. All right. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to Karen. She says, thanks for sharing the Valencia. I'm a Brit living on Vancouver Island, and I go to Pachena, pronounced Pachena Bay, every summer for a music festival. Haven't seen the Valencia or the Skeleton Crew yet, but maybe this year. Love your podcast. My son lived in Bristol for 2 years and came back sounding like you. brilliant accent. I'm a lover of all accents, I've got to be honest. It makes us all individual. Well, apart from people who share the same accent, obviously. But thanks so much for that message, Karen, and thank you for letting me know how to pronounce Pachena correctly. I appreciate it. Right, are you ready for the first lot of ghost ship stories?
Yes, I am.
The SS Orang Medan is one of the sea's most enduring mysteries. According to various sources, the ship became a shipwreck in the Dutch East Indies waters after its entire crew had died under suspicious circumstances. The dates of the incident vary, with some sources citing 1940, others 1947 or 1948. The legend of the Orang Medan first appeared in a series of articles in the Dutch Indonesian newspaper in 1948. The story tells of a distress call received by several ships sent from the Orang Medan. The message was a chilling sequence of Morse code.
All officers, including captain, are dead, lying in chart room and bridge. Possibly whole crew dead.
This was followed by some indecipherable Morse code and the final words,
I die.
When the rescue team boarded the ship, they found the entire crew dead. Their bodies sprawled on the deck, faces upturned with terrified expressions and eyes wide open. The ship's dog was also found dead, frozen in a snarling position. Theories about what happened to the crew include the carriage of hazardous materials, such as nitroglycerin or potassium cyanide, which could have leaked toxic gases. Another theory suggests that the crew might have been victims of carbon monoxide poisoning due to malfunction in boilers. Skepticism surrounds the story, with some arguing that the Orang Medan never existed, as there are no official records of the ship. Despite the lack of concrete evidence, the story of the Orang Medan has captivated the public and remains a popular topic among those interested in maritime history and ghost ship legends. The tale has been retold in various books, magazines, and even video games, each adding to the lore surrounding this mysterious vessel. In addition to the chilling tales of the crew's demise, the story includes a tale about a sole survivor who reportedly washed up on the shore of the Marshall Islands. According to the account, this man, referred to as Jerry Rabbit in some sources, was found by a missionary and natives on Tiango Atoll. He is said to have told the missionary a harrowing tale of survival, which included details about the ship carrying a dangerous cargo that led to the death of the crew. The survivor's account adds another layer of mystery, contributing to the various theories and speculations about what truly happened aboard the ill-fated ship. The Calliope is a legendary ghost ship from Chilote mythology in southern Chile. Known by many names, such as the Enchanted Ship, the Ghost Ship, or the Warlock Ship, the name itself, derived from the Mapudungun words Calitun, to transform, to change, and the Che, people, signifies transformed people. This living vessel is said to traverse the world seas, particularly around the Chiloé archipelago, appearing suddenly a mist fog with bright lights and the sound of festivities. Capable of miraculous speeds, the Calliope can vanish or alter its appearance at will, sometimes even passing through other vessels without a trace. The crew, always well dressed, with notably cold hands, are said to rescue shipwreck survivors. They're honest in their behaviour, yet there is an underlying fear of being captured by the ship. For it's believed that one can never be too cautious around the Calliope. Local merchants who have daughters are rumoured to strike deals with the Calliope, receiving merchandise in exchange for attending the ship's parties. This explains the sudden prosperity of certain merchants who are never seen buying anything, yet flourish quickly. The sailors of the Calliope are rumoured to have the ability to transform into wolves or dolphins, and the ship itself can take on any desired appearance to remain unseen. To witness the Calliope without being detected, one must cover one's mouth as the ship senses breath first. Certain trees, like the Chilean wineberry and the olivillo, offer a hiding place to avoid capture by the magical ship. Some say the sailors have a leg attached to their spine, akin to the imbunch, a mythical creature from Chilote mythology. It's believed that their final destination might be the hidden port named City of the Caesars, a marvellous place somewhere along the Andes, where its residents live eternally. The Caliche is a central figure of the myths and legends that characterise the Chilole region, embodying the fears and beliefs of the local maritime culture. Sailors recommend utmost respect when navigating these waters, not to sing nor whistle, as it angers the Caliche and may bring misfortune. So all of these ghost ship stories reminds me of an old film called The Fog that I think was released in the 80s. I really used to love that film. I watched it more recently and I still enjoyed it, but not quite as much. And what happens is, Tobe, there's this pirate ship, and every 50 years or so, sounds very familiar, it comes up to the banks of this small island, and all the pirates come off and kill the villagers.
Right.
It's good. It's good. Good and spooky. And they come in the fog.
I think there's like a book about it in there.
I think there might be, yeah. Yeah, I think it is a book. But that's what always reminds me of when I read these, and when I see fog, that those pirates are coming to get me. Are you ready for the second lot of stories?
Yes, I am.
The Tale of the Octavius is a chilling ghost story from the annals of maritime lore. According to the legend, the Octavius was an 18th century three-masted schooner that met a terrible fate. The story goes that the ship was discovered west of Greenland by the whaler Herald on October the 11th, 1775. The Herald's crew, upon boarding the seemingly derelict vessel, encountered a sight that would forever be etched in maritime history. Below the deck, the entire crew of 28 was found dead, frozen solid, and almost perfectly preserved by the icy conditions. The captain's body was seated at his table in the cabin, pen still in hand, with the ship's log laid out before him. The log's last entry, dated November 11, 1762, suggested that the ship had been adrift for 13 years in the Arctic's unforgiving embrace. The Octavius had reportedly left England for the Orient in 1761 and successfully arrived at his destination the following year. The captain, perhaps driven by a desire for glory or pressed for time, decided to gamble on a return journey through the treacherous and then little known Northwest Passage. This decision proved to be fatal, as the ship became trapped in sea ice north of Alaska. The Octavius had, it seems, completed the Northwest Passage posthumously. In the captain's quarters, alongside the captain, were the bodies of a woman, a nude boy covered with a blanket, and a sailor with a tinderbox. The boarding party, gripped by fear and superstition, hastily left the ship, taking only the captain's log. The ship, left to the mercy of the currents and winds, disappeared into the night and was never seen again. Its last recorded position, while the crew was still alive, was 75 degrees north, 160 degrees west, approximately 250 miles north of Utqiagvik, Alaska. The ghost ship of the Northumberland Strait is a haunting legend that has been part of Canadian maritime folklore for over two centuries. This spectral vessel is said to sail the waters between Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick, shrouded in mystery and flames. According to the tales, the ghost ship is a beautiful schooner with 3 or 4 masts. It sails pure white. It appears suddenly, often before a northeast wind, a harbinger of impending doom. The ship is engulfed in flames, yet it sails on, undeterred by the fire that consumes it. Eyewitness accounts describe the Phantom crew members climbing the masts, frantically attempting to douse the flames that never seem to weaken the ship's structure. The sight is both mesmerizing and terrifying, as the ship glows with a bright white and gold light cutting through the fog and darkness of the strait. One of the most famous encounters occurred around 1900, when a group of sailors from Charlottetown Harbour set out in a rowboat to rescue the crew of the burning ship. As they neared the vessel, it vanished into thin air, leaving no trace of wreckage or debris. This incident only deepened the mystery and solidified the ghost ship's place in local legend. Some speculate that the ghost ship could be the remnants of a pirate ship, perhaps one linked to the infamous Captain Kidd, set ablaze during a drunken brawl or a naval encounter. Others suggest natural explanations, such as St. Elmo's fire or moonlight reflecting off fog banks. But these rationalizations do little to dampen the allure of the legend. The Young Teaser is a ghost ship that haunts the folklore of Atlantic Canada, particularly Nova Scotia. The story of the Young Teaser is one of tragedy and mystery, with its fiery demise leading to sightings of a ghostly apparition known as the Teaser Light. The Young Teaser was an American privateer schooner during the War of 1812. She was known for her swift attacks on British vessels, capturing many prizes. However, her fortune changed in June 1813, when she was pursued by the British warship HMS Hogue and HMS Orpheus. On June 27, 1813, after a series of chases, the Young Teaser was trapped in Mahone Bay by the HMS Hogue, as the British prepared to board the privateer. An explosion ripped through the Young Teaser, destroying the ship and killing most of her crew. The cause of the explosion was believed to be an act of desperation by a crew member who, rather than face capture, ignited the ship's gunpowder magazine. The aftermath was devastating. Local residents found survivors clinging to the burning wreckage, and the dead were buried in unmarked graves in the St. Stephen's Anglican Cemetery in Chester. The survivors were taken to prison and eventually returned to America in a prisoner exchange. Almost a year after the explosion, the first sighting of the Teaser Light was reported. Since then, hundreds have claimed to see a burning ship in Mahone Bay, especially near the anniversary of the explosion. The ghostly vision appears out of nowhere, with flames engulfing the ship, yet it leaves no trace when it vanishes. The one thing that stood out in my mind was, why was the boy on the ship naked?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Exactly. Forget all the paranormal stuff. Why was the boy naked? That really got me. Right, are you ready for the third and final installment of stories?
Yes, I am.
The MV Joyita was a merchant vessel that became one of the South Pacific's most enduring maritime mysteries. Originally built as a luxury yacht in 1931, the Joyita was a 69-foot wooden ship that was later converted for commercial use. In October 1955, the Joyita left Samoa for the Tokelau Islands, carrying 25 passengers and crew. However, she never arrived at her destination. 5 weeks later, the ship was found adrift over 600 miles west from her planned route. The vessel was partially submerged and listing heavily to port, but there was no sign of the passengers or crew. The ship was in poor condition, with corroded pipes and a radio that, while functional, had a limited range due to faulty wiring. Despite the damage, the Joyita's design made sinking nearly impossible, leading to investigators to wonder why the crew had not stayed on board to await rescue. Several theories have been proposed to explain the disappearance, including piracy, insurance fraud, and even Japanese involvement, but none have been proven. The SS Baby Chimo is a ghost ship legend that originates from the early 20th century. This steel-hulled cargo steamer was built in 1914 in Sweden and was originally named SS Angermanälven after World War I. As part of Germany's war reparations, the ship was transferred to the United Kingdom and acquired by the Hudson's Bay Company in 1921, where it was renamed SS Baychimo. The Baychimo was primarily used for trading provisions for pelts in Inuit settlements along the Victoria Island coast of the Northwest Territories of Canada. Its legend as a ghost ship began after it became trapped in pack ice in October 1931. The crew abandoned the ship after several days, believing it would not survive the winter. However, the Baychimo broke free from the ice and was spotted several times over the next decades, floating crewless along the Alaska coast. The last recorded sighting of the Baychimo was in 1969, 38 years after it was abandoned. Despite being sighted multiple times, the ship was never salvaged, and its ultimate fate remains unknown. In 2006, the Alaskan government initiated a project to solve the mystery of the ghost ship of the Arctic and locate the Baychimo, whether still afloat or on the ocean floor. To date, the ship has not been found, and its story continues to be one of the most intriguing maritime mysteries. The SS Edmund Fitzgerald was an American Great Lakes freighter that met a tragic fate during a storm on November the 10th, 1975. The entire crew of 29 men lost their lives in this maritime disaster, with only one body ever having been found. When it was launched on June 7, 1958, the Edmund Fitzgerald held the distinction of being the largest ship on North America's Great Lakes. To this day, it remains the largest vessel to have sunk in those waters. The ship primarily transported taconite, a type of iron ore, from mines near Duluth, Minnesota, to ironworks in cities like Detroit, Michigan, and Toledo, Ohio. It set seasonal haul records 6 times, often breaking its own record. Captain Peter Pulser was known for piping music over the ship's intercom while passing through the St. Clair and Detroit rivers, and entertaining spectators at the Sioux Locks with running commentary about the ship. His lively presence endeared the Edmund Fitzgerald to boat watchers. On that fateful voyage, carrying a full cargo of ore pellets, the ship embarked from Superior, Wisconsin, near Duluth, on the afternoon of November 9, 1975. Tragically, it sank during a fierce storm known as the Witch of November. The Edmund Fitzgerald has become the most famous ghost ship of the Great Lakes. Its sudden disappearance and the loss of all crew members have fueled countless legends and eerie tales. Even years after the wreck, there have been legendary sightings of the ship, making it a haunting presence on Lake Superior. Visitors to the Great Lakes region have reported strange occurrences related to the Edmund Fitzgerald. These include unexplained lights, phantom ship sightings, and eerie sounds echoing across the water. Some claim to have heard the ship's ghostly horn or seen its spectral form emerging from the mist. The area where the Edmund Fitzgerald sank is bordered by the scarily shaped Lake Superior. Many of the small lakes in the region have supernatural sounding names, such as Devil's Lake, Druid Lake, Ghost Lake, and Witch's Lake in Wisconsin, and Bat Lake, Corpse Pond, and Witch Lake in Michigan. These names all contribute to the eerie atmosphere and fuel the paranormal lore surrounding the ship.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's so spooky, all of these stories. So when I was reading this story, all I could think of was Captain Peter. And it was like, it reminded me of Peter Piper Picked a Pickle from, do you remember that rhyme?
No, I recognise it.
Peter Piper Picked a Pickled Pepper. It was just like, it came into my mind. And I love that that massive storm was called the Witch of November. Because we get really boring names for storms, don't we?
Yeah.
We have, like, Bruce.
Bruce.
It is then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Storm Katrina or something like that.
Or, like, Eleanor. Yeah. Which, there's nothing wrong with those names, but come on. For a storm. Yeah. The Witch of November is just so much more evocative of what a storm should be called.
Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up again soon.
We will indeed. I'll catch up with you on Saturday and Toby will be back again for the main episode on Monday. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.